So you can just talk as you want, and just mine now?
Yeah.
Okay. This is just for me to listen to after before I teach my lessons. So.
And one day in the in Toronto, serving as a mission president, I got a phone call from Elder Nelson, who was then Elder Nelson, is now President Nelson. And we had a nice chat. He's a very delightful guy. And he said that he had a friend that was coming from China that to see his daughter, who was then a studying to be a physician in Toronto. And he was coming to visit her and wanted to know if I would be willing to meet Dr. Zhang and make him feel comfortable and make him feel at home and give him, help him do whatever he needs while he's there, make him comfortable. And then he explained who Dr. Zhang was and said that the premier of China had heart problems and required surgery. Elder Nelson has a worldwide reputation of heart and surgery. So he was invited to perform surgery on Dr. Zhang. When, so they made arrangements, and the two of them performed successful surgery on the Premier of China. They became good friends from that point.
Dr. Zhang was a fellow heart surgeon.
That's correct. He was in the, living then in Beijing, I think. Mm-hmm. So now Dr. Zhang was coming. They had met often after the surgery. They have communicated regularly. They've become good friends.
You know how long ago that was when they did that heart surgery?
I'm not certain. I'm assuming that it was be in the 80s, somewhere in the late 80s. I don't know that for sure, but I think they had a years experience together, and this would have been near 1990 that we were having this discussion.
Right.
So. And so Dr. Elder Nelson asked me if I would offer any courtesies that I could to make Dr. Zhang's visit to his daughter a pleasant and fruitful one. And of course I agreed that I would be happy to do that. He gave me the date and that he was coming and the phone number of Dr. Zhang's daughter there in Toronto. So at the appointed time, I called the number and Dr. Zhang was put on the phone and I told him who I was. He was expecting my phone call. And I had determined at the time, you know, I'm a missionary. And I was going to do what I could to introduce the church to Dr. Zhang. So Dr. Zhang was kind enough to set an appointment. I said, he said he would, Dr. Zhang was there with his wife, but he wanted to come alone. So we fixed a place where I could meet him outside of his daughter's apartment. He met us there. I said that I had two elders that were good elders who I took with me. And I told the elders, I said, now this is what's happening. I told him who Dr. Zhang was, how important he was in his society, and his relationship with Elder Nelson. But I said, in the bottom line is, we are missionaries. And we're going to introduce Christianity or and the church to Dr. Zhang. I said, I will handle the conversation, but I will turn the conversation over to them. And they were, and these missionaries were to teach the lessons just exactly the way we teach anybody else. No difference. Ask the same questions, get the same commitments. Just do it like we normally do it. And these were two good elders. And I said, just rely on the Spirit, do the best you can. And so we picked Dr. Zhang up, and Dr. Zhang rolled in the front seat with me, and thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is that going to get that out of your
mind? Yes, please. Thanks.
Anything else I can get for you gentlemen right now?
I
think this is fine. Thank you.
Okay.
So, as when we got in the car and we began to drive, I said, I invited him. I said, we're going to one of our chapels, and we will talk to you about who we are and what we do.
Is that the first time you had mentioned to him about that?
Yes.
You would be telling him about
yes.
the church?
Yes.
So
we just tried. We were just. What do you want to see in the community? What do you want to do? How can we be of help to you? Was the initial conversation. So we just want to do whatever we can, introduce ourselves, and make you as comfortable and have you have as good experience as you can have here with your daughter. And so he said, fine. So we stopped at a chapel, went into a room, and sat around a table. I had introduced the elders to him, and we had a nice conversation. I said, now, Dr. Zhang, we are missionaries of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have a message that we want to give to you. Want have your permission that we can explain exactly what we're doing here in Toronto and the message that we are delivering to the people of Canada. It was very plain, you know, his English was excellent. His understanding was clear. You know, I could tell that he was understanding exactly what we were saying. And so he said that would be fine. I would like to hear that. But you have. This is the same faith that Elder Nelson had, and we want to share that faith with you. And he said, that would be great. So I said, now I have these two elders here are going to give you the message. You ask any questions at any time during the discussion. It was a very warm experience. When the elders did a marvelous job, just excellent job in presenting the first discussion. And the end, I bore my testimony and invited Dr. Zhang to hear the next message. There's a series of discussions that will help you understand who we are. And so I said, we'd like to come the day after tomorrow. We'll leave some stuff for you to read and to think about. And then we'll come, we'll do the same thing 2 days. And you can ask any questions you've got. We'll give you more information. He was agreeable to that. So the elders, we had a prayer. And took him back to his daughter's apartment. And I said to the elders, I said, now, I won't be with you. The next discussion, it's all up to you. Just treat him, he's a very prominent man in China. He's a very prestigious man. This is an important thing, but treat him like you do anyone else. Just same questions, get the same answers, give him as best you got. And I said, now, when you finish with your discussion, you call me. But after you get through, just call me. And tell me what happened. And they did. So after each discussion, they would call me. In the meantime, I told Dr. Zhang, I said, now, if you believe what we teach you, then what God wants you to do is to be baptized and become a force for his work there in China. So, you know, very upfront, he knew exactly what I was talking about. And he said, that's fine, he wasn't offended, and he was completely agreeable. When the elders called me, it was during the second discussion, you get a commitment for the date, baptism. And they had set a date. I said, what did Dr. Zhang say when you talked about the baptismal date? He said, if I believe, then I will. So I called the Elder Nelson and told Elder Nelson what the elders had done, exactly what would happen. And then I said to Elder Nelson, I said, I'm sure you'll want to be there. This is one of your dearest friends, and he's a very important man in China. This is a big deal. Would you like to come and be at the baptism? And he said, well, I'll think about it. You just keep me informed as we go. And I said, well, the other part you want to think about is you baptizing him. You know, wouldn't that be a great experience if he believes and he's committed for you to baptize him? And he said, I'll think about that. And I said, okay. But he said, call me after each discussion. So the elders would call me, and I would call Dr. Zhang, or I'd call Elder Nelson and tell him exactly what happened. So the elders would call me, and he was reading the Book of Mormon. He was praying. He prayed in their cottage meeting. And he was doing everything like a regular investigator would do. And the missionaries were faithful to their counsel, to the council, treating just like you do anybody else. And he was understanding of what was being taught. So as time went by, then we set a date, which was whether it was Easter Sunday or close to Easter Sunday, I can't remember exactly. You can tell by maybe some documents.
It must have been.
But, so I called Elder Nelson when I reported each time to Elder Nelson. I said, he's committed to be baptized on this date. Do you think you can make it to baptize him? And Elder Nelson said, after the third or fourth discussion, he says, I'll be there. So we arranged the time to pick up Elder Nelson and that sort of thing.
How much time had passed since you picked him up the first time from his daughter's house to when he was baptized, the baptismal date?
Probably 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, so this is
it's
fairly quick.
It's very, And we were teaching close, every other day, something like that. So at the time was when the elders know that, they had a precious window here. You had to go through that door, because if he returns to China, then what are you going to do? Elder Nelson asked me not to tell Dr. Zhang that he was coming. So when Dr. Zhang, the day came for Dr. Zhang to be baptized, we picked up Elder Nelson at the airport and took him to. It was a branch then, a branch of Chinese. It's a ward
in
now.
Toronto?
Yeah. It was the biggest branch of Chinese people in the church at the time in Toronto. And so when Elder Nelson, when he had committed to be baptized and we set the baptism, we let the word out. He was, really well known to Chinese people. So when Elder Nelson came with us to the chapel to baptize him, it was full of Chinese people, these Chinese members and guests. So I had clothing for Elder Nelson to change into whites. He committed to baptize him. And Dr. Zhang's wife was with him. At first, Dr. Zhang would say, I said, you need to bring your wife with you. And he said, I'll tell her what she needs to know. But eventually she came to the, and then was and committed to be baptized along with him. So we came, everyone was there.
Did his daughter attend?
Yes. And Elder Nelson came in, and it was fun to see these two men greet each other. Warm embrace, which you don't see, you know this better than I. That kind of warmth exhibited in the Asian sense, but they were, it was very warm. And Elder Nelson grabbed me by the arm and Dr. Zhang and said, we need to go in and talk, the three of us. So we went into a classroom there in the chapel. And I was like a fly on the wall. I mean, I was just there. But these two men were sharing their feelings about each other. It was apparent. It was a warm, long-term, what we consider long-term relationship between these two. And they shared their warmth and belief. And Elder Nelson was really good. He bore his testimony and how important it was. And then Elder Nelson said in that meeting that the three of us were constituting, he said, now, Elder Nelson, Dr. Zhang, what will happen is, and he described the baptismal procedures. You'll go down in the water, you come down in, and I'll baptize you. He showed him how to put his hands and where he would do it, and bend his knees, and how he had to be completely immersed. And he went through that whole scenario, which was great. Fun for me to sit there and watch an apostle do that. And then he said, now, and Elder Nelson said, Dr. Zhang, now, what we can do, given the existing circumstances, after I baptize you and I'll confirm you, we can have you baptize your wife. And we'll give you the priesthood and the running priesthood. And he explained that to him. He says, and you can go in and baptize your wife. And Dr. Zhang said, I would like to do that. And Elder Nelson said, well, you know, this is a memorized prayer. We can have a copy so you can read it. And he said, I know the prayer. And Elder Nelson says, you do? And he says, I do. He says, tell me what it is. And he did. And he was right. And he was word perfect.
Wow.
I was really impressed. I mean, I was shocked, I guess, and impressed. So we went back in, and what I described happened. So the next, or that night, then we, because you have Elder Nelson there, and have Dr. Zhang there, we had arranged for a fireside. And so when we came to the chapel to have the fireside, it was packed. I mean, there wasn't, people were standing, even in the foyers. You know, this is a big, important man. We're all important, but this was important for that society, that segment of society. So I conducted, welcomed everybody. We had a girl, and she was Chinese, who played the violin for the Toronto Symphony, which is one of the big orchestras in the world. And she played. And then I introduced Dr. Zhang. I had Dr. Zhang and his wife sitting on the stand with Elder Nelson and me. And I introduced Elder Nelson, and he stood and greeted everybody and then said, we'd like to hear from Dr. Zhang and have him explain to you why he was baptized. So, you know, he's been a member of the church for a few hours, and here he is addressing this congregation. And he bore his testimony. I mean, it was great. It was like a seasoned man bearing his testimony, and how appreciative he was of everything. And he gave a nice talk. It was just great. So at the end of the meeting, Dr. Zhang, or Elder Nelson and I, we said goodbye to everybody, and then we came off the stand, and Elder Nelson and I, you know, and there were people that came up to greet and shake hands. There were a lot of non-members there. I had the missionaries to bring anybody you can bring, because Elder Nelson is just excellent with his expression of faith and his devotion to God and everything. So, and so we stood there and greeted people at the base of the podium for an hour afterward, and it was wonderful to hear. You know, I was GQing people and inviting them to hear the missionaries and bearing testimony and committing them to be baptized. Elder Nelson's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. We're standing there side by side and we're both doing the same thing. It was a great experience. When it was all said and done,
no. $2 desserts.
We probably need a box. Do you want to take some of this?
I'm going to eat a couple of these pieces. I'm sorry. So, at the end, you three kids were with us. And we got in the car. Elder Nelson got in the back seat and had his arms around the kids. Was around, you remember that? And we drove back to a mission home. And Elder Nelson said, before you go to bed, to you kids, he said, before you go to bed, I've got a gift for your family. And he had written a book that was newly published, and he had written his testimony in faith and directed it to our family, which is one of our treasures that we have in our home. And that's the story of Dr. Zhang.
That's an incredible experience, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is, you know, how often do you have to participate in that kind of an experience with an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, I'm a real convert. I believe that what we're doing is the truth. And so, I mean, I had an apostle. And he was so warm and friendly and giving and honest about his feelings and about his faith. And Dr. Zhang was as receptive, so it was a great thing. Elder Nelson, in one of his books that he has written, has a brief story about the event that I just described. So,
yeah, it's impressive that despite his busy schedule, he made the time to come and do that.
Yeah, it is impressive, but it wasn't, you know. You would think, you know, you'd want to do that if a friend of yours and a professional associate,
sure,
that kind of thing was important. But I think Elder Nelson realized how far-reaching that acquaintance would be and how valuable it would be in the development of the church in China. And I think it's borne a lot of fruit, you know, Elder Nelson and what he's done. And Elder Nelson's a warm, receptive kind of guy anyway. You know, just warm and people are attracted to him immediately.
Yeah. That's great. Thanks, Don.
Is that enough?
Perfect.